You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Just to update some stories from the beginning of the hour, unless we've seen change. And Dalton, you can let me know. Looks like still 43 at Radcliffe Road closed to due to a chemical leak, a fire at a local plant there. So that has been ongoing. It's a hazmat situation as well. Not only are they closed the road, they told local folks there to shelter in place. And we continue to watch these bands of showers coming through our area. More of that heavy rain out there. I was driving around earlier, and some better parts of some trees down, in some roadways. I came around a corner, just tooling around there, and then all of a sudden, there was a tree in my way. So y'all watch out for that as you go and go today. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. All right. Mentioned just a second ago, AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl joining us. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
It probably is great to be here, not be in Washington.
It is. I'll leave early in the morning, but it's great to be in Mobile, even though it's raining.
Yeah, well, I mean, we need it. It's been dry, so we'll take what we can. We'll see before we even get into the, this is the politics of Washington, but there's a lot of stories. I saw this, mentioned it on the show last week. The story, I don't know, it didn't seem to make many local news places, but we talked about it, that coming out of committee, had your thumb up on that, the underwater forest protection. This is something that I've been on since Ben Raines first told me about it, and gosh, this is when Congressman Byrne was maybe in his first term.
So I understand there was some furniture companies trying to go down there and salvage those prehistoric trees.
There's 60,000 year old cypress stumps. Yeah. And
stumps, there's whole trees down there, but they were trying to salvage them for furniture. I understand the Corps of Engineers and some stuff, some folks work with Bradley to kind of tie that up, keep them from being disturbed temporarily. We took the bill, we got it pushed through. It will become a federal park.
It is going to happen.
It is going to happen.
It's exciting.
Our biggest fear was, especially when you start talking about federal parks, is how does it limit?
Mm-hmm.
How does it limit people? All this does is limit the removal of the trees and the stumps.
Right. You just can't.
We can still dive. We can still fish. We can still do everything.
There's some
big
snapper on it too, by the way. There's some big ones. Yeah.
So. And you'll probably see us come back later and probably add some buoys or stuff or some tiles.
Yeah, because you want people to come. Yeah, and it's shallow enough that it's a decent dive you can make.
So you know where it's at.
Maybe. And you can lay your hand on something that was where our delta was 50,000 years ago. It's brilliant. And when this was first discussed, I'm like you. I was worried, you could tell us to stay out and not be able to have fun there. And it worked out, the language, you made sure it was in there. Is no, we can still fish it and dive it. It's just, I think that is important. If that makes me, that somebody can't dig up, using maritime salvage, you can't dig up these stumps and take them away and make a fine coffee table. But that belongs to the people.
Yeah,
that belongs
that doesn't belong to any furniture.
That's
company.
Right. But, that's right. So it's good for y'all.
I put a punch list together of things I want to get accomplished between now and January, and that was one of them. And
good
the committee
for
has worked with me. Now it goes before rules. Don't see any problems going through rules. Then they'll pop up on the floor and we'll pass on it. Pass it.
I love the buoy idea too, because at that point that it's protected, the lat long, will be, the GPS numbers will be published, but the buoys make it easier for people to go, okay, that's where it is, you stay off it with your anchor, and then you can dive it and fish and drift across.
We want to limit the amount of anchors that actually get dropped there.
Yeah, because
from a diving standpoint, if you can tie off to a buoy and dive, you're so much better off.
Absolutely.
So that's stuff in the future. We're not there yet. Right now, I'm just trying to get it protected, and at the same time, keep it where recreation-wise, we the people can use it.
Have you gotten to see a piece of it?
I have not. They have hit it. Well, you don't tell a congressman anything you don't want the whole world to know.
Well, I guess now we're far enough along.
I've seen videos of it.
The video is amazing, and to touch a chunk of it, so they had to take these core samples.
Right.
Right, to come up with how old it is. And so I got to be near one of those core samples. It smells like cypress,
that's
Congressman.
Creepy.
It is creepy as all get out, and it smells like cypress. It's that old. It's really something special.
That's good. It's hard to imagine we had dry land, which that would have been marshland with cypress that far out.
Yeah.
So the world is evolving and changing. It's not just us humans that are destroying the world. The world's evolving and changing on its own.
Yeah, we get
I heard him talking today that the change in the environment, if it truly exists, humans only affect it by 3%. 97% is affected by natural environmental changes. So we're excited about this one.
I think it's cool.
It didn't get a lot of press play. I realize that.
Well, I gave it plenty, and I wanted to continue to get press play because when this happens too, that opens up. This will be an international dive spot.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, where else are you going to go and dive down and see, you know, what was an ancient cypress forest? It's cool. I think it's cool.
And there's no telling what else is out there. And the next storm may cover it all back up. We don't know. That's how it got uncovered was. Was it Ivan? I believe it was it was one of the storms. We're running out of names.
It's the same way that wrecks along the beach at Fort Morgan show up and then get covered back up and go. Yeah. So, but we'll know where it is. And good for y'all. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Good news. Also, I want to talk about this with you, knowing your support for Israel and the conversations we've had before, your reaction to withholding weapons. This funding gets passed, and then you now have the executive branch, and you can maybe explain that mechanism to me, but the executive branch saying what the legislature passed is not going to, we're going to withhold that from Israel.
So there was a group of us had lunch with Pompeo's because, you know, he was Secretary of State, and we're trying to get an idea of what we can do to force the president to release those weapons. There's nothing we can do other than put pressure on the president. I think it's impeachable.
Okay, that's one of my next question.
I honestly think it's impeachable. I think the people spoke when we, the representative, voted for it. I think the people spoke when our Senate voted for it, the majority on both sides, when they voted for it. So for him to hold that back, I find to be just it scares me on a worldwide basis because people are looking at us now going, wait a minute, are they really that split, that far apart?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Republicans, Democrats, the House, the President. I mean, are they really split that far apart?
Or is it just about getting people out to the polls in Michigan in this general election for Biden?
Well, he's lost Michigan. He can forget that. I mean, the group he's trying to save, I mean, they're going to continue tearing stuff up in protest. They're just waiting for the Democrat Party to come together. I'll be in Milwaukee for the Republican, and I'm just curious if they're going to show up for ours.
Yeah, I imagine they will.
What if they don't and they just show up for the Democrats? I mean, that again, that's Biden's base.
Yeah, and I don't know that if this is, you know, maybe a cynical view of mine, but this play to withhold those weapons or to curry favor with those voters, but can the toothpaste be put back in the tube on that in time for November for them?
So before the vote on the Ukraine money and before all of it came up, I met with our ambassador from Ukraine and I had a long, extensive conversation with her in a concealed environment. And she said the president, because I asked her, I said, are we pushing the Ukrainians to settle? And she said that is not the United States' responsibility to push governments to settle with other governments. And that's when I stopped her and asked her about it, Israeli. I said, well, how about Israel? You know, why are we pushing them and twisting their arms? But you telling me we can't do it in Ukraine. And she never would give me an answer. So it's all politics. I'm sorry. That's what it truly is.
Well, and I've been the same way on this since it started. I think we have to, what we can do to push for you can look at it two ways, but for some sort of peace with Ukraine. That could be, when you go to the negotiating table, you got to have something to offer. And maybe that is and I hate to use this term because of what's surrounding it, but a last minute surge of things we give to Ukrainians to try to better their situation. I think they're about to continue to get their noses broken here in the spring offensive. The Russians, this is, once the mud dries, this is what the Russians do. But to get enough capital for them to sit down at the negotiating table and call it off, you know, because I don't see, I mean, Putin's back. Of course, his people all turn out high levels to vote for him. He's not going anywhere. He's replacing the head of the military with a guy that is an economist who can rally more money for this. I don't see Russia giving up.
I don't see Russia giving up either. I mean, I view the Ukrainians, the longer this stretches out, I view the Ukrainians almost in a situation where they'd rather be Russian than lose any more of their family.
That's right.
I think we're coming down to that situation. I did not vote for the money to go to Ukraine. I did vote for the money to go to Israel. It came across as one package, and I had to vote for all of it as a package. You know, so, you know, the politicians will scream, well, he voted for Ukraine money. No, I voted for Israel money, but Ukraine money was stuck in there, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But we'll move on. The Israel, I love Israel's attitude. You don't want to support us? Fine, we move on. We move on. And they're continuing their push. They cannot stop. They cannot stop. They've got to clean that up. And now what they do with it after that is the real question in my mind.
Well, it's one of mine. I think in the process, I'm still maybe to the left of where you are on that, in the process of defending Israel, there are civilians there that have nothing to do with Hamas.
It's
a serious thing to me. But at the same time, I believe Israel has to have their right to exist.
But those people that are there, they've got to understand what got them in this position and what's going to keep them from getting into it again in the future.
But do you think, it's a tough question. This is not even X's and O's of politics. But if I'm once again, y'all, no doubt I support Israel's right to exist.
Right.
All that. But if I'm a Palestinian kid, and they've killed my dad or my brother, my uncle, you know, in buildings I used to live in school I used to go to, even if it was horrible conditions because all the money Hamas takes to go sit in the Four Seasons in Qatar, I agree. But will I go, you know what, you're darn right. Those Israelis really have the best interest for me. I'm going to act, you know, like I'm a fan of I just don't know that is in human nature.
Again, my concern is what's going to happen after the war.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who occupies.
How's that going to get?
Well, what do you
how's
do?
That going to get planted?
Yeah, I'm with you. I asked this question. So Israel will be successful. It's not like Ukraine, where I don't think that Israel will be successful. Then what do you do with Gaza? Does IDF occupy Gaza? What is that like day in and day out in guerrilla warfare and insurgency? Does that look like? And then if not, I don't want American boys and girls going over there to do it.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
There's a lot of ifs. Let's try to get some of the problems straightened out here in America.
Well, I would like that.
We've got some real problems here we need to be addressing.
Well, and talking about those, how are we going to address them if we have uncertainty in representation from the Republicans? With Mike Johnson, at least he threaded the needle last week.
Well, you know.
Or was that not? How much merit do you give to
Marjorie
Taylor Greene's
move? You know, I
thought
there would be two votes to oust him. I truly did. I thought there would just be two votes, and they wound up being, 23 or whatever the magic number is. I view Mike Johnson a little different than most people because I'm strong in my faith. I am far from perfect. Don't get me wrong, but I'm strong in my faith, and I see that man. I see the life he has led before, and I see the life he's leading now, and it hasn't changed. He's still very strong in his faith. And to deliberately try to take somebody out knowing they've got that kind of faith, you got to put some confidence in God somewhere. And deliberately try to take him out. I mean, that's almost anti-Christian. It bothered me. You're going to take him out for what?
Well, signing on with the Democrats.
To... Every Democrat up there has 770,000 people they're representing. They have a voice. They should have a voice. It shouldn't be just one voice. We should be adults and be able to carry on conversations and find answers to questions, not have the attitude, it's my way or no way. And that's what you're dealing with this handful of people. It's their way or no way. And that's what's tearing this country apart.
But I would say that some of those people would say, well, listen, if they don't do that, then the Democrats don't care what the people in the red states want. They're going to run over them.
Really?
I mean, that's
because I had Democrats come down here and help me get some stuff at Austell. I don't buy into that. And I'll go into detail offline with you, but okay. If it wasn't for the Democrats on the House Armed Service Committee, we wouldn't have a lot of things at Austell.
I'm coming right back. More with Congressman Jerry Curl right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
By 12:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Rain continues. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in a little bit on that. But I guess we have not had a change there that I know of. It's still Highway 43 up at Radcliffe Road. North and southbound has been shut down because of that chemical leak up there. We'll give you updates as soon as we get them. From the text line, Adam said the reason Jerry's been able to get assistance from Democrats is because he is a statesman, like Sonny was. I know that's a reference
what
to Sonny Callahan.
What a compliment. My God, that brings me goosebumps. That's probably the nicest thing I've heard said about me in quite a few weeks.
The there's several of these coming in. Also, Brandon says, I'm going to need those numbers for research. He's talking about the numbers to the underwater forest. And they will. They will be, you know, once it's got the protection that people can't take the cypress out and make coffee tables out of them. Because there's sinker cypress, y'all, that I think is cool. And there's sinker cypress. 50,000 years old cypress is a different level.
How big around are they?
Some of the stumps are, well, beyond you and me sitting.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even further than that. Yeah. Yeah, big ones. It's something. It's a pretty special place. And yeah, so Brandon will need those for, you know what, after I go catch my snapper, Brandon, I'll give you the numbers when I'm out there. Speaking of which, too, a pretty big update here, too, for people watching. Start of snapper season coming up a week from Friday. And your work in Washington has gotten us some extra pounds here going into season. That's good. We were at 590-something, and it looks like we're up to what?
664 is the early numbers. And we've been playing back and forth trying to figure out exactly what this means. But
How's that work?
Well, you know, being on appropriations, being on natural resources, and knowing that, we were able to encourage them to maybe go back and relook at a few things for us.
So this is good, y'all. So that's
where your committees pay off. I mean, if you're on a committee that especially dealing with money, that's why I work so hard to get on appropriations, and they know you have access to their budget. You can affect their budget. I mean, that's what we do with the rice as well.
Yeah,
we just defunded it. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, where does that stand now? I mean, is it
well,
is
we
it done or
this
it...
one would be interesting once I'm out of the way to see what they do. The East Coast are still pushing it. Looks like they're going to impose it on the East Coast, but the Gulf. Once I'm out of the way, I'll be curious to see what they do.
This is something that when you do this, and Congress holds the purse strings, the House holds the purse strings, but it isn't like you can defund something, but that's only exist until the next session.
Somebody else
has to defund it, or because it's not like the
that's just that one budget.
Okay,
that's just that one budget. Yeah.
So when we look at that, it's not like there was a law put through that said it's a funding issue.
Nope. If I would have stayed in office every year, I would have put it back in. And we'll see how it plays out. Maybe they'll move off to something else. But NOAA wants more and more power. I think NOAA certainly serves a purpose
in
the fisheries. But I think they will a whole lot more power than what I want them to have.
Well, there's. Agreed. And there's, you know, it's easy, especially somebody like me, to just say throw them out with the seawater, the baby out with the seawater. But NOAA has actually, there are good things in there, but it has gone, for those of us that are Gulf fishermen, it's way beyond should be doing.
Look at our fishing count. We get 2 per trip. Florida gets 4 per trip. Louisiana gets 4 per trip. We got 1,600-plus man-made reefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's more reefs probably than Florida and Louisiana put together.
Oh, yeah. We're the home of it, but we also have more...
More reefs is more fish.
Yeah, but we also have more anglers fishing for red snapper.
We have a smaller portion of the Gulf also. So, I mean, I understand we need to be cautious and take care of our fisheries, but at the same time, we've got to be able to enjoy them.
Let me throw this one up there. Maybe I can take a trip to Washington and you can put me in front of some people. There's still this legacy of in the commercial world that there were people that were grandfathered in with tonnage for the commercial side.
Right.
They're not even fishing it. They are subletting that, and they're not having to rebid it. For example, if you and I wanted to go cut timber on national forest, we'd have to bid it. Or we wanted to drill for oil in the Gulf, we have to bid it, right, for the lease. They don't have to rebid this. They just have it, and it's
Representative Young up in Alaska really kept that alive. Now, he's recently died 2 years ago, and there's a new representative, and it'll be curious to see how long that stands. Most of those
let's just get the taxpayers the best top dollar for the resource.
Most of that is applied up in the Northwest and Alaska area. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of that actually applies to the Gulf.
Oh, they still have, yeah. There's still people holding on big. Yes. So that's hopefully something like that might change going forward. All right. I know you got to get back to Washington. What do you expect out of this return trip?
A little more confusion, a little more arguing.
Okay.
We've still got some things. We're going to try to put a bill on the floor pressure the president to do something with Israeli heavy weapons.
Okay.
We're going to just, you know, try our best to keep pushing and pushing and pushing on that.
We'll be watching it. Congressman Carl, thank you for your time.
Thanks
for being in.
I appreciate your time.
All right, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile.